In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, January the 10th. Glad as always to have you with us, everybody. The truth is there are so many confirmation hearings going on in Washington this week. You got to pick and choose which ones you're going to cover. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions in front of his colleagues on the Judiciary Committee today, examining his qualifications to be Attorney General, as you know. And then tomorrow, former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson, President-elect Trump's nominee to be Secretary of State. Mr. Tillerson, of course, a former oil company executive, soon to be first among equals in a cabinet and a White House that is at best deeply skeptical about climate change. Views Mr. Tillerson does not necessarily agree with. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going on that disconnect.
There's still a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the Trump administration's policies on climate change. He's appointed several climate change skeptics, but then there's also Rex Tillerson. Kevin Book is managing director of Clearview Energy Partners.
If we assume that the Trump administration is full of climate deniers, then it would be safe to say that Rex Tillerson looks like he has a more nuanced, more accommodative view of global climate policy.
Tillerson accepts that carbon emissions have a warming impact. He just believes technological advances will provide an answer. Under his watch, ExxonMobil has signaled openness to a carbon price, like a tax. And the company also eventually backed the Paris Accords, a global agreement to limit carbon emissions. But that was Tillerson a week ago. Barry Rabe is a senior non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution.
How that would translate into what a Secretary of State Tillerson might do with any kind of a climate policy or American engagement in the Paris Accords is really unclear at this point, which is why these confirmation hearings hopefully really shed some significant light on that.
Rabe says one thing he's keeping an ear open for is whether there'll be a discussion of a national carbon price, though he says it's unlikely a Trump administration would implement one. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.